Just, you know, terrible second quarter. Couldn't come back from it. You know, just too many turnovers. Just had a hard time, you know, overcoming all those things. But at the end of the day, you know, we're an onside kick away from having a chance to tie it. So try to take some positive out of it. But got to coach it better, and we got to play a lot better.
Have you ever been part of anything that unbelievably quick?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I've been coaching a long time, so no, I don't know.
Bill, did it seem like once that started that you guys just couldn't stop? But I mean,
it was 30-23, Brian. I mean, it wasn't 50-0. My point is, like, we can't do that. We can't turn the ball over. We can't field a kick, bobble the kick. We can't give up shot plays. We can't have 12 men on the field on third down, give them a first down. I mean, we just can't do those things. And with all that being said, we're an onside kick away. I mean, these questions are like, you know, we lost 50-0. We lost by a touchdown. With all that stuff that we did, we have to improve it. We got to coach it better, and we got to play better.
The execution, the turnovers and miscues have come out for a few games now, but is that the frustrating part that you guys...
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating when you turn the ball over on your own two-yard line twice. The whole thing's frustrating. Players are frustrated. Coaches are frustrated. But, again, you know, it's not like, again, we're an onside kick away, which, you know, we almost recovered, which almost only counts in horseshoes. But, you know, we're an onside kick away from having a chance to tie the game. With all that being said that we did wrong against a good football team, give Pittsburgh a lot of credit. You know, they played well. They played better than us and coached better than us. What? I think it's a negative, Tanya. We lost. It's negative. It's terrible to lose. It's not good to lose. But my point is to these players in the locker room is that with all those things that we did wrong, if we can fix those things that we're doing wrong, especially turning the ball over twice inside the 5-yard line, if we can fix those things, maybe we would have a better shot to win. So, no, it's awful to lose. It's not good to come close. There's no moral victories. But we have to fix these things. We have to coach it better, and we have to play better. No, he was open. We got to make the right read. No, he was open.
Bill, you guys 13-0 lead, and we talk about the slow start. You got it going.
Yeah.
What did you see differently? What was working early?
We got in manageable third downs. We got into a rhythm. We were able to get a first down. We were able to get into rhythm. But then we get in a red area and we stall. You know, we can't run it, can't throw it, so we got to kick field goals. So we're down there, you know, 3 or 4 times, and we come away with only 13-point lead, you know, against a team with Ben Roethlisberger. That's not going to be good enough. Plus the fact then we turn it over and have a horrendous second quarter. You know, it's just not good enough to win in this league. It's never going to be good enough to play like that and win in this league.
What can you do as a coach when a snowball like what happened at the end of the second
quarter? Regroup in the halftime. I thought we did that. I don't think we came out and played great in the second half, but I felt like we played a little bit better, although we had another turnover on a 2-minute drive at the end there that was a good catch and run, and we fumbled it. But I thought we played better, and we cut the lead, kept hanging in there. This team fights. They never quit. They never quit, which, you know, that should be a given in the National Football League, but they do. They fight. And, again, we're not with as bad as it was, and it was bad, and it's not acceptable. But if we can fix these things, we can win. But we're not going to win unless we fix these things.